Simin Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, anybody's Zoris, does besvizis to Mechal Shabbos, to save somebody who's in Sakana or is a Meshubach, is praiseworthy. Even if along the way, you have a personal benefit. For example, he sets out a trap in order to get a child who fell into a river, out of the river, and along the way, he catches and traps some fish. He can use the fish, and it's fine, he did not do anything wrong. Similarly, Mishnah talks about if a child, Chas V'Shalom, falls into a bar, into a pit, in order to get him out, he ended up breaking off a piece of the bar, making steps for the bar. That's also okay. If a child gets locked into a room, you break down the door to get the child out. Even if you get some wood out of it, that's useful for other purposes from breaking the door, still it's fine. We don't want the child to get scared of being locked in the room. At Chas V'Shalom, he might die from being scared alone in the room. Even though, technically, you could try, like, do something to calm the child down from the outside until we get a key. No, you break down the door and get the child out, even if we have a personal benefit from it. In the Shaar Tzion, Mishnah Berurah says, it's a machlekas, if it's okay, even if you're machaven for the personal benefit also, or only if you're not machaven for it, just happen to get the benefit along the way. Sif Yadalad, if a chayla is in sakana and needs meat, we shecht for him rather than giving him nevela. Unless nevela is available right away and the shechita is going to take time, then we give nevela right away if it's time sensitive and he can't wait. But if we have both options equally in front of us, we'd rather shecht for him than giving nevela. And the question is why? Mishnah Berurah says, then the place given to Shem Acharen, there's many reasons given for this. Some say, because it's a Shabbos, Hutra B'Koch Nefesh, it's not also B'Chlab Monk B'Koch Nefesh, and therefore, Shechita on Shabbos for Son and Sakon is just like Shechita Yom Tov, it's fine, and Nevela, it's a Dechia, that if you have to give Nevela, give Nevela. And according to this reason, it's better the Shecht rather than giving something that's Nevela Midrabanan. Many Rishonim argue and say Shabbos also is only the Chuyah B'Koch Nefesh. It's a special Dichay. And the reason why we don't give Nevela is because the person in the Chayla might be cut, disgusted by Achilles Nevela, and he won't want to eat it. It'll come to Sakana. A third reason Mesesa brings from the Ran is because Nevela over every Kazayas to eat. That's why it's Merchama or Shabbos, the one-time Lav of Shechita. And based on that, we'd rather give Drabandika, is the Machal is a serious Drabandika Vela, you know, as many Kazayasim of it, rather than one-time be Machal Shabbos, the Raisa is a Skilo of Shechita. Now, if the Chayla says he's not cut by Achilles Nevela, he doesn't mind eating Nevela, he understands his circumstance, he belongs to eating Nevela, and Nevela is available, now it's a big Shalav Vishashach, because it depends on the reasons. And Mishnah Berurah says, that much yet, that for a cotton, it's probably better to give Nevela rather than Shechta him unless we have to. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings Nagoyas Mardcha Shalav, we have to cook wine for a Chayla. So, she'd rather have a guy do it or a Yid. If a guy does it, they're making it Yai Nesach. But it's only going to be like Stamiyim Yai Nesach with Rabbanon, and the Chil Shabbos is Deraisa, since Stamiyim is only Rabbanon, and it's Merkal Dika Isser, and the Chil is not cut, not disgusted by it, because it looks like regular wine, it's different than the Vela, so you should rather have the guy do it. The Maisa, if a Yid does it, it's not the end of the world, it should be Meichag, is what we Samach on, Arts told him that the Yid could do it. Definitely if it's time sensitive, you should do whatever's quicker. The Mechaber says, in Sif Tezvav, that after right from the doctor shots up, and this Chayla he needs in order to live one Gregor, one fig, and 10 people want to be the one. Mr. Burr explains each one thought he'll be able to be quicker, he'll get it first. And they all end up bringing figs, and one comes for the other. It's the first one really did, the other nine were unnecessary. Still, they're all potter from like a Shabbos, they didn't do anything wrong, where they carried Hatzah, or they pulled it out of the ground, they did Kaitzer, they have Schar Tov Me'ez Hashem. Even the first one came first, and he ate and he was very better. Because at the time that they did it, they thought they would be the one, and therefore they have get good Schar Tov for their Machshava Tov, Tov Kashbarach Mitzah for Lamaisa, and it's considered as if they did it, and it's great what they did, they shouldn't worry. That turns out it was unnecessary, someone else did it before them. Sifta Zayin. Let's say a doctor says he needs two gurgers, two figs. And two figs they can find on two different uksim, on two different twigs. One fig on one twig, one fig on another twig. Although the alternative is there's another twig, another branch, that has three figs on it. So you'd rather break off the one twig that has three figs on it, even though you're doing kitzer on three figs, because it's one ktsira of breaking off a twig with figs on it, rather than doing the two on two where you have to do two malachas. That's when there's three fruit on one branch and two on two branches. But let's say there's a branch that has three, another branch that has two. Then we'd rather break the branch that has two than the branch that has three, because that's the way to do less malacha. We're always trying to figure out which way to do less malacha. And Mr. Burke explains, we don't want to do ribu b'shirim, extra shirim unnecessarily. And the Rambam points out that it's a rush, you shouldn't be medaktik. Three, two, one twig, two twigs, not many fruit. It shouldn't come a dicha ve'ikav v'chas shalom v'bi'a sakana. And Mr. Burke says, and there's a cloud general, all the malachas, bishul, whatever it is, that if you have to cook for a chayla, so you should only have in the pot the minimum amount, the amount that's needed, not extra. We don't want to do ribushim unnecessary. But on the other hand, to double bowl, to rush, and to pressure, chas shalom, come to sakana, spend too much time figuring out how many pieces of meat to put in the pot, the aim of dakhti mekach, like the Rambam says, and you just do whatever you do right away, and this way you'll be able to save a person's life.